prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is April 19th, 2021, and we're going to talk about the COVID vaccine today, and we're going to attempt to talk about it without a lot of emotional charge. I want to discuss it using critical thinking and deductive reasoning and really see where we are with the vaccination process. But more importantly, everywhere you go, everywhere, people, the first question they ask, did you get your vaccine yet? Are you going to get the vaccine? And if nothing else, this vaccine has created yet another divide in our society today. Another reason for us to line up on a line and say, we're on this side, you're on that side. And we are probably the most divided nation as we've ever been at this exact moment in time today. We're divided on race, we're divided on gender, and we're divided on vaccine, we're divided on how you should handle the COVID epidemic. We're divided on everything. And so everybody's in this little tribe. And it's really not good because of how divided falls very easily. And there are lots of people out there who understand that. And they're using this, quite frankly, to leverage us. I really believe that many of the things that are going on today are distractions. Look over here, because we're doing this over here. And I believe that wholeheartedly. But I want to look at the vaccination, the COVID vaccine. I want to look at what we know, because it's out there now, right? Before it was out there, we were told one thing. Now it's starting to change. And I want to look at it from a logical perspective and just kind of maybe flesh out some new angles and new ideas. My guest today will be Dr. Linda Salvin. She'll be joining me in just a minute. Before that, I have to, of course, pay homage to our title sponsor, and that's Legendary Foods, makers of amazing snacks, seasoned almonds, nut butters, and, of course, their crazy delicious tasty pastry, which was designed originally to replace the Pop-Tart. 20 grams of protein, less than 1 gram of sugar. It tastes delicious. You'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. If you go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10, you can save 10% off everything at their amazing website. And, of course, we just shipped a whole bunch. Those of you who've been waiting will be receiving them. If you listen during the commercial break, you will hear a secret word. And if you email me that secret word to onair@superhumanradio.net, please include your mailing address so I don't have to email you back and ask for it if you're one of the lucky winners. We're giving away multiple boxes a day right now, so your odds are good. Again, listen for the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.net, and please include your mailing address so we don't have to circle back and ask you for that. Now, without further delay, joined by my guest. Hold on, I'll open up her microphone. Dr. Linda Salvin. How are you doing, Dr. Linda?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, so what I said is probably very accurate. Would you agree? We are now divided yet again about vaccines, correct?
It's another division. It's another manipulation. It's also science. I will not deny it because my background's epidemiology. So I see a lot of the truth. I see a lot of the purpose. And then I see they're going after the money more than the health.
So let's talk about you for a second. Give us some background, where you started and how you find yourself here today.
Bachelor's in health education from San Francisco State in 1975, a master's in public health epidemiology from the University of Michigan, 1977. I got into epidemiology, did brain tumor research, AIDS research. I did a lot. Occupational health and safety. And one job I was on was out of town, and on the way back, I survived a plane crash. Boeing 737. And during that experience, I had an out-of-body experience and a near-death, which nobody was talking about in 1981. We didn't even have the internet, right? So it was all new and weird and spooky, and I was 27 at the time, and I became very psychic, and I became very out of my body for 4 months. I was split in half, like five feet on one side and 50 feet for enough on the other, for many months until the spiritual thing took over me. Fast forward, I ended up becoming very psychic from that, and I switched from science into metaphysics because of the spiritual side of me and the holistic side of me. I was literally pushed into the holistic spiritual side. And some of it scared the daylights out of me because it was new. I had no one to anchor me or teach me. I just went with it. By 2008, I went back and studied at the American Institute of Holistic Theology, received a PhD in metaphysics, and then was board certified by the American Alternative Medical Association. So I'm out there on both the cognitive and the woo-woo. I got into radio in 1994, long before the internet, and can you hear me now, Joanna?
Well, I think we just need you to maybe get closer to your microphone.
Okay, let's try this.
And I'll lower. Yeah, let's see, because it just sounds like we were getting a little echo there, too, also. Let's see. Okay, so go ahead. Pick it up from there. They are blocking and censoring your live show. You can't click on it when the notification pops up. That doesn't surprise me. So it'll be out. It'll be available after the show also.
It's the controversy. That's what all this leads to. When I worked at USC as an epidemiologist, even as a student, there was one tumor study I worked with. I discovered something that wasn't part of the protocol. It was left out of the research publication, but I clearly saw a correlation as to where that virus or that tumor came from, and they didn't want to talk about it. It was against what was being paid to study.
Dr. Linda, so, can I ask you a question real quick? And do you happen to have earbuds that you could plug, or a headphone and microphone that you could plug into your computer?
I might be able to use this. I don't know.
Let's just plug that in and see if it works real quick, just real fast. If it doesn't, we'll just revert back to where we are.
And in between changing, I can go on the phone and be a lot easier if you want me to.
Well, I don't want to resort to that yet. We can run a commercial if we have to and do that, but I don't want to resort to that yet. I just want to see if you can put that headphones and ear and microphone on it.
I don't have it. Everything's at the other studio.
So that doesn't work, you're saying?
No, it's not. I can't hook it up.
Okay. Okay, well, we'll have to just cope with it right now. Maybe when we go to the commercial break, we'll try something else.
I saw 40 years ago the manipulation of research and money speaking louder than facts in research. So after the plane crash, I left science, and I got into the spiritual stuff, and I ended up on radio here in Los Angeles as the number one radio psychic. And I had a radio show for 18 years. I stopped in 2009, just before the internet took off. And YouTube and everything. And I became very psychic, started channeling people from the other side, but I would see the truth between science, spirituality, and there's a very fine line, just like Dr. Carl Jung, the original metaphysician who studied under Freud. When you see how the universe works, as you were opening the show, you were talking about conflict. YouTube's already on top of it. We've been on the air 3 minutes. They're already watching. I am not a virologist. I am not a chemist. I am not an MD. But my fears in reading a lot of doctors' opinions who are now censored, that's where I'm getting confused. And it said so in the article you read, which is what I'm hearing. If it's so factual and so safe and so okay, why are some of the top people for the last year being censored on mainstream media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook?
Okay, so I'm going to play devil's advocate. So this is what the mainstream media, who's carrying water for the government, would say. Because the vaccine is completely safe. More importantly, it's necessary, and we don't want to discourage people from getting it because it will save lives. That's what they will reply to you.
I agree, and I believe it will save lives, just as polio did, and diphtheria, and smallpox, but they had more research behind them. They had longer case studies. Lots of people died when Salk's vaccine came out with polio. Same thing with the Spanish flu. It's not safe. One of my client's fathers died within 8 hours of the vaccination.
We all know someone. We all know someone whose relative
got very sick.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the risk is lower than the actual truth and safety, I believe, of the vaccine. What I don't understand is if Pfizer sponsors some of the CNN shows, then they have to say what follows the protocol for the vaccine for the pharmaceutical companies. I am not an advocate one way or another. I think everybody should have their right to inject something foreign that they may or may not need or want. We're not sick. The average population over the last year, month of lockdown was healthier than those that unfortunately passed away. Then you got the curve where how many of the deaths were really COVID. I personally know somebody broke a wrist and they defined it as COVID. A friend of mine in Texas, one of their neighbors hit a pole, cracked his head open. They defined it as COVID for insurance. That's not COVID. That's an accident and a brain split. So, is it because of the money? Is it because of control? Are we going through this world?
It's absolutely because of the money. Let's be clear about something. There's not a chip in this vaccine. They're not trying to chip everybody. They're not trying to sterilize everybody. This is exclusively about money. It's always about money.
Human greed. Population control. It's definitely population control. It's definitely, I was just here listening where women's menstrual periods are altering. Months ago, one of my clients called me from New Jersey. I'm in California. One of her clients broke down crying to her. He felt guilty because he was working for one of the pharmaceutical companies. And when they discovered male impotency and sterilization, he broke down because he felt guilty. So I got into that about a year ago. Now we're seeing more and more worldwide. But I'm just an independent practitioner. I have nothing to do with any universities or government agencies. And yes, I hear the same thing you do. There is a chip, there isn't a chip. Gates is behind it, Gates isn't behind it. It's the money, it's not the money. But the bottom line is, from what I've read, the vaccination itself was patented in the late 90s, early 2000s. It's not new. It's just here. Big difference in plan.
And okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to add a commercial break in today. I'm going to take a commercial break. Here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to get your phone out handy because we really are. Everybody's complaining that it's too breaky, too choppy. So let's do this. We're going to take a commercial break, and during that commercial break, I want you to disconnect, close your browser, and go to the email on your iPhone, click the link, and let's connect on your iPhone, and we'll pick up this interview on the other side. How's that sound?
Okay,
everybody stay tuned. We're gonna get a much clearer opportunity. So give me 1 second. I'm trying to do this at the same time while I'm running the show, and here we go. The power of light can be truly life-changing and an important element for every superhuman. Because of this, I want you to experience the power of award-winning Saluma light therapy. Saluma utilizes NASA research technology to improve health at the cellular level and is cleared by the FDA to effectively treat a variety of pain, muscle and joint conditions, as well as facial wrinkles and acne. Our entire team here at Superhuman Radio uses it. Its innovative shape-taking design allows for easy placement anywhere on the body. Choose from 13 different models. calls. For an exclusive listener discount, go to shrnetwork.biz/Celuma. That's C-E-L-L-U-M-A. And use code SHR10 to save 10% off of one of these award-winning devices. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. Vaccination. Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalized one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to shrnetwork.biz/InsideTracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside. You've heard us talk about the power of copper peptides here on the show. Now try it yourself with RestoraCell's amazing new skincare line built on the power of blue copper peptides. All natural, organic, made in the USA, and safe for sensitive skin. Save 30% on their stem cell awakening serum. Go to shrnetwork.biz/RestoraCell. That's RestoraCell. And use code SHR to save 30% off. Remodel your skin today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
This is why everybody's afraid to do live radio, but I'm not. There we go. Much better. Much better. Better.
Yeah, so,
good. Go ahead and speak. I want to hear your voice.
No, I'm like I said, I'm not affiliated with the government agencies. When I got out of grad school, I considered working for the CDC. Back then was just towards the Reaganomics era, and there was going to be a freeze on government funding for research. So I went to a different direction. But it's not new to me because I was ahead of my time, I guess, in epidemiology, because now it's the catchword of today. But so is psychic abilities, and so is metaphysics. Everything, it's kind of like I've been just on this ride through
life.
Well,
I want to stay with your epidemiology background for this interview, please, because that's really where we want to talk, right? So when you're right, one thing you said that's critically important, and that is we don't have enough research on this vaccine. In fact, I'm getting ready to do a show on, does this vaccine pose a special risk because it's mRNA to people who are on biologics like Humira and these other drugs that modulate the immune response in the immune system? So we don't know. Doctors are telling patients, well, we haven't been told to worry about it, but the vaccine hasn't been used enough. How do we know that the people who are having really horrible adverse reactions to this vaccine right now aren't on some sort of biologic drug? They're not going to tell us that. HIPAA doesn't allow them to tell us that.
No, not allowed to know. And also, Carl, I was told I'm involved with a network of chiropractors, immunologists, MDs, psychiatrists, a different group of people along the way from coast to coast. We all have an opinion. We all have our fears. We all have our questions, and nobody really knows the truth. But the supposedly it's going to alter our DNA. Supposedly, 10 years from now, they're going to need another drug to, you know, fix this. It's like now they're coming up with the third vaccination. We have to have the third booster. It's the one's not enough.
Well, and the CEO of AstraZeneca was on CNN recently. I think it was AstraZeneca. Maybe it was CNN or Pfizer. And he said, get prepared to get a new COVID vaccine every year. Every year.
But Pfizer also sponsors Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, and this is really weird, right?
I'm not.
Well, listen, we already talked about it on this show on Casual Friday a couple weeks ago that Bill Gates pays CNN to go on and act like an expert. Everybody thinks, oh, CNN has Bill Gates on because he's an expert. He pays them to get on and be an expert.
Remember last year, Carl, when the lockdown started,
friend of mine or client of mine had worked in D.C. and told me 5 hours before we were going to lockdown, San Francisco would lock down first. And I said, what are you talking about? And by 5 o'clock that Thursday afternoon, we were locked down here in Los Angeles. Then during the next week, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, and Dr. Drew, on their own respective shows, went on to voice their personal opinion about, I don't know what this is, I don't believe, blah, blah, blah. And then like clockwork, they were all told by their sponsors, this is how you're going to go out, apologize to your audience, and follow the protocol. It's not me that's making this up. It's documented. It's online. You can do the research. I remember watching it because the freedom of speech. I'm 67 years old. I remember the Vietnam War moratoriums. I remember the hippies. I remember, you know, the drug explosions and all the stuff that we've gone through in Nixon. But never in my life would I think or witness that we might be repeating what happened in World War II, which I remember stories of my grandmother losing her family in the camps. I'm not saying we're going to be extinguished, but there's a linear view.
Well, it's about control. So, by the way, Mike Roberts, the New York Times did an article about why Bill Gates keeps popping up and that he's paying to be on these shows. So you just have to go look at the New York Times published an article. Let me get to the real problem here that we have in the United States today. I don't think they're going to extinguish us, but they want to control us. We are the greatest machine in the world, the United States. We are the most productive machine in the world. Do you know that while we talk about how racist this country is, that black people in the United States have the highest income of any other nation where there are black people? Let's stop this nonsense for a second, right? Let's try deductive and critical thinking. And that's the problem. Do you know that 16% of the population has an IQ below 83? Now, what does that mean? Well, if you have an IQ below 83, the Army won't accept you because they can't teach you anything at any level where you could be productive in the armed services. So if you test below 83, they pass on you. But 16% of the American population has an 83 or lower IQ. And why is that important? Because IQ is not a measure of book knowledge and learning. It isn't a measure of your education acumen. It's a measure of your critical thinking skills. It's a measure of your deductive reasoning. Yes. And we have people today in this country that have no deductive, no critical thinking skills, that turn to a corrupt media that is carrying water for the government and telling them what to do. And they have become what I like to call fact-resistant humans. You can show them. I just had a discussion with a guy in Macy's. We're buying a new mattress. The guy is talking about politics. And I said, well, you know, Florida is completely open, and they don't have, well, they had a 4% rise in cases. And I said, well, where's California? Oh, California had a 16% rise in cases. They've got 16,000 new cases just this month. I said, but they've been closed down for an entire friggin' year. He goes, well, it takes time. Come on, they've been closed down for a year. How much time is it going to take for the virus to go away?
It's not going to go away.
Of course not.
Pandemic. Coronavirus has been here for billions of years. It's just a new strain, yes. Was it man-made in China? I don't know. Is it from bats? I don't know. I don't want to say anything like that because the bottom line is some people are sick. Some people I know personally have had COVID and on their stomachs and they can't breathe and then they're intubated and they've survived. But I've heard the horror stories of the illness, the lungs falling apart, the respiratory system. I've heard. I know. But is it common for most of us? I don't think so. Am I denying there's a viral infection out there that's airborne? Absolutely not. My fascination in school was airborne and waterborne diseases. So it could be vector control. It could be a mosquito bite. And this, it might be something from the virus from a bat. Who knows where it started because of all the different stories and the myths. But the bottom line is, yes, Carl, I believe it's a world population control where the average person just gets in line
and does what they're told. And I really think that that's what they're using it for. I really do. Whether or not that was it's the purpose of the introduction? I don't think so. I have another theory about why China unleashed this on the globe. And China did unleash this on the globe, just like they unleashed the Black Plague. Every major plague that has hit this world, except for one, started in China. Now,
they want to be the number one in the world. They want to be better.
Well,
than us.
But back then they didn't do it on purpose. The Black Plague wasn't created on purpose. It's just a filthy place, and they have billions
of
people.
Population is unbelievable.
But this one, in my humble opinion, once it was out there, they used it. They knew that it would disrupt things, and that's what they went at. And we have politicians in this country that took advantage of that because they know that if you get people to be afraid, they will do what you tell them, especially if 16% of the population can't think. They can't think. Wear two masks. I mean, think about this. If you get this vaccine, whichever one, and it works for you, you can still get infected. You can still
get
COVID.
There are people still getting infected or showing testing positive for COVID, which is not corona. That's where I get confused. COVID has been defined to have the artificial intelligence associated with it, but the actual virus is corona. So why are we calling it COVID if the virus is corona?
Yeah, and just for the record, the common cold is a coronavirus.
Yeah, so is the flu. I mean, it's not new. It's just rebranded, I think, to control this. I do agree with the sterilization. I have read a lot of reports. It's frightening, but it's a population control. Bill Gates has been on YouTube and TV saying, and then the next pandemic, and then the next population.
Well, look. Let's be honest. It's probable that we will have other pandemics. I don't think he's planning one. But what I will say is this: I don't give people the credit that you're giving them intelligence wise. I think this is all about money. Vaccines are big business, and if they can get people to get another vaccine every single year for the rest of their lives, we're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars.
Yes.
That's what this is about. In my opinion, that's what this is. Always follow the money. People are greedy. People are corrupt. And when they're corrupt and they're greedy, they want money. They want money. They want money.
I put in my article about what I experienced doing research when I was younger, in my 20s, and when I got out. Because whether it was Agent Orange or if it was a meningioma, whatever I was studying, and the PhDs, I didn't have my PhD back then, but the project managers wouldn't let me voice what I was seeing statistically, because epidemiology is the study of epidemics, and it's all statistics to prove something.
Right.
The numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. And if I saw a correlated, I'm going to give you an example of a virus. I was on this brain tumor study in 1976, Carl, and they were being paid to prove that that particular brain tumor in women was caused by dental x-rays. I did some research that year, and I found a direct correlation with the women who had the virus that also lived on a farm. I mean, had the tumor, lived on a farm. So I started questioning the MDs. Well, maybe it's a viral infection causing this tumor. Maybe it's a bacteria on the farm from an animal or the hay or the environment. They never went into that. But the statistics I had proved the direct correlation. That was my job. But they didn't want to. They stuck with the dental x-rays because of the money.
So Mike Roberts.
Same thing here with COVID.
Mike Roberts. This is a deadly variant. N1H1 was a deadly variant of the flu. Every year the flu kills people. So the flu is a deadly variant. The only people that die from these, including COVID-19, are people who are already very sick and very weak. I know a 92-year-old woman that lived. She was sick for 4 days and she got better. You know why? She runs every day. She walks every day. She exercises. She eats right. Look, the American government had a chance here. They had a chance to tell people, look, those of you who haven't been taking care of yourself, you've been eating crap food, you don't move, you stay up all night watching Jimmy Kimmel and eat till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, you are the ones that will die from these types of illnesses.
The probability is higher.
But see, this is fear-mongering, Mike. It's a deadly variant. The friggin' flu is a deadly variant, Mike.
Yeah,
the flu.
Why did we have to shut down all the businesses and go into this?
Of course not. That was all about a political change of guard.
Drive down your main streets in Florida like we do here in L.A., and there's more for rent signs than the businesses involved with their lives. Everything's closing. Still.
Now, here's another fantastic point. As Sarah C. says, here in Washington, they reported no flu deaths last year. How is that medically possible? So if you ask the 16% of non-critical thinkers, they will tell you that it's because we're wearing masks, right? Well, because this is what the guy at Macy's said yesterday. Well, we're wearing masks. I said, so then why isn't the mask stopping COVID? He couldn't answer that. See, this is the idiocy. This is the non-critical thinkers, the people that don't even ask themselves logical questions. If this mask is stopping the flu, then why isn't it stopping COVID? Because there's actually reports that show every time a mask mandate was issued by a governor, the cases went up. And they didn't come down. It's not like, oh, they went up, but because they were wearing masks, they can't. No, they stayed there. And then they said, well, we got to wear masks longer. And it went up. And they were, so the masks aren't stopping the spread of COVID, but they're stopping the spread of the flu. You expect me to believe that? I'm not an idiot. It can't be that way. It can't. So let's not keep saying, well, the reason there's no flu is because the mask. No, the reason there's no flu is because they're telling everybody they have COVID.
Right. That's what I was just saying about the broken wrist and the split head, that everything is going under the COVID definition when it's really not all COVID. It's they've just labeled everything COVID, and statistically it's not all COVID. How do you break your wrist and call it COVID?
And a lot of people, so when you tell that to people, they go, oh, that's nonsense. But everybody knows somebody who died in a car accident, and they tested them, and they said, oh, he had COVID, and he went down as a COVID death. Everybody knows somebody.
Carl, how was it that we locked down and within a month, everybody had plastic menus, bamboo utensils, tents? Everything just shifted in like 3 weeks. How did it happen so fast? That's what I get. Was it a master plan being laid out and rolled out? Because all of a sudden the restaurants are tented, you're sitting outside and you got a mask and a face guard. It just went on and on and on, and we're on this planet that nobody recognizes anymore.
No.
Right, and then the animals have it. Now they're going to kill the pigs and the sheep and everything because the animals are getting tested. And then you have the swabs that have COVID or corona on it. They test positive. Heard that one too, I'm sure. You know, the cotton swabs are already testing positive.
Without even putting it in someone's nose.
You've not heard that, nurses have told me, yes.
And you know what the other thing is? Like, so people are going, so the fact that there's this level of misinformation, let's say it's a lie about the swabs. Let's say it's also a lie about the number of COVID cases. Let's say that's the other problem. We can't even find facts anymore. This is why you have to think for yourself. By the way, Shiva Ayodhya was on my show many, many years ago. We talked about glyphosate back then. I tried to get him back on the show, but he's in too high of demand. He couldn't do the show. But I know, $43 billion in profits so far, just this year so far from vaccines. Yeah, I know. I know.
It's frightening because they're trying to get rid, I think, and it's not new, but it's happening quicker. The middle class is shrinking. We're being pushed out. I am not of the elite. I gave up radio 12 years ago. I'm not as connected as you are that kept going. I am relaunching a new show, but I'm rebranding at this point. But jumping in to this conversation, which I have almost daily with people, because the doctors and we question, and should we get the vaccine? I still have not. I have a big allergy to sulfa. I hear sulfa is in the vaccine. So which one's going to be safe? I don't want anaphylactic shock. I don't want to die. I didn't survive a plane crash, getting hit by a fire truck, totaling a car, having the white light, and understanding the spiritual aspects of life to die with a shot in my arm. So I know I'm not going to die. But is the fear there? Yes. Do I want to alter my DNA or possibly get sick or be down for 2 days with a sore, swollen arm? No. But if I want to travel, now we got the new potential passport. Belgium was the first to announce it. IBM is behind it. And now we've got the apps. If you're green, you've had the vaccination. If you're red, you haven't.
Then they have that. By the way, they have that in China. In China, you have to have a cell phone. because your medical records are on your cell phone, and that's the only way they let you travel from one province to another. So this is, you know.
But they're bringing it here.
They want to do what they're doing in China here in the United States. If you're an American and you want to live like a Chinese, move there. Leave us alone. Go there.
Biden administration has been releasing through their publicity department that, no, we are not going to have vaccination passports. So I don't know, again, here's the left, here's the right, here's the pink, here's the purple, here's the black. I don't know who to trust.
And that's the idea. It's all about distraction. It really is.
It is distraction. One moment you're high, the next you're down, then one you're free. Okay, you're locked down. No, you're open. What is it? Russia's locking down. Germany's locking down.
Well, and Canada, my friend Canada. Carmela Cierzo, a friend of mine, she's watching live. Canada has been locked down for how long now, Carmela? Those poor people, it's worse in Canada than it is in California. California, you can't go to a restaurant. You can't do anything in California.
No, we just opened the restaurants this week, and okay, we're supposed to go open at the end of
and you know why they did that? They had no intention to do that, but there is such a strong push to recall Gavin Newsom that he had to do something because the people in California hate him. They hate him. They feel like he's destroying California. The movie studios, everything is failing in California.
Everything is down. I know a lot of people in the studios and the shows and production, and everybody has suffered. Paramount closed and sold a lot of their rental properties. I know people from some big name shows that are part of that production team, and they're not on the lot. They're filming from green screens on Zoom.
I mean, we're doing everything from home now. They're going to film movies at home. You'll be in your living room. They'll say jump, and then they'll put the green screen to look like you jumped over a cavern. Yeah.
Children and not growing up with kids going to school and no real socialization or the fears. And, you know, if I go to the mall and I see a child that's 6 years old with a mask, and this little baby mask, you know, and it's like, this is how we're being conditioned to live. I believe the mask helps a little, but then we're inhaling our own recycled oxygen, and then you can't breathe, and there's times I'll sit
somewhere. You know what I want to do? I wish that I could walk up to average strangers and say, can I just swab the inside of your mask and take that and culture it? Because there was a paper that I read about using these here surgical, these worthless masks, which, by the way, there was a study in 2008 that showed that surgical masks did not protect patients or surgeons from transferring viruses in an OR. Now, think about that. Before COVID, they already said these don't really do anything. But these are okay. As long as you have this on, you can go into Whole Foods and they like you. Oh, you're okay.
The theory that the paper masks have carcinogenic material in it. So if you're inhaling that, you're increasing a lung cancer or some type of cancer. And then I was at one of the coffee stores recently, and the woman taking my order couldn't hear me because of the mask. So I removed the mask so she could hear me. She goes, put your mask back on. I said, but you can't hear me. I just asked for my money back because I am so tired of fighting just to communicate the coffee with almond milk. But she couldn't hear because of the mask.
Right.
It's I don't know what the boundary is. I don't know the limit. And there's really no research coming out saying, you know, 95% of all mask wearers are healthy versus the 3% that don't wear a mask who were infected for 10 days. It's not here. The data's not here like that, but the order is.
And Canada is using this Facebook user. I can't see their name. For some reason, it's being blocked. They're using it for the Great Reset, socialism, universal basic. But that's what they're doing here in the United States. That's what they want to do in the United States. That's exactly what they're trying to do here, too.
Canada, there's the theory of the New World Order and the Illuminati and the coin, like, we're going to all have one kind of money.
Yeah.
And you don't
have to own anything and you'll be happy. They said that at the WHO. The future will be you don't have to own anything and you'll be happy. In other words, you won't have to worry about earning money. People don't understand. If no one is earning money, everything takes money. If you want to do research, it takes money. Everything takes money. If you disenfranchise people and you de-incentivize them to earn and work hard, you have a population of hanger-on. That's not going to last. Look at Venezuela.
Still, Venezuela, I mean, it's pathetic what's going on. Africa, But even right here, how many people can't eat? How many people in the United States are in food lines now? How many people can't pay their rent? How many people can't pay their mortgage? How many people are losing their homes? We have till June and all that's being lifted here in California, but it hasn't been easy. Thank God I'm okay, but I know a lot of people that are not, and you do too, and it's not balanced. And if you go back, Carl, to February of 20, when the virus was first being announced, remember on TV, you would see somebody walking out of a store or the subway, and all of a sudden they just literally fell over. Did you remember that? So I used to think at
the beginning, one of the politicians in Denmark was at talking about the vaccine. She had just gotten it that morning, and she just literally fell over like a tree.
So is it the vaccine, or is it some type of computer chip, and they're just pushing buttons like, okay, let's go.
I don't buy that. I don't buy the computer chip. I really don't. I really, really don't. This is purely about greed, about selling vaccines and controlling a population with fear. That's what this is, and that's more than enough, quite frankly.
People, not all of us can handle what's going into our body. That's what scares me.
Well, that's you know, not everyone can eat peanuts, right? We know that. Children have peanut allergies. They die of anaphylactic shock. So would you force the whole population to eat peanuts? Of course not. Well, that's what they're trying to do with these vaccines. Some of us won't do well with these vaccines, but they don't care because government operates under the premise of what is good for the greater good. In other words, if you have to die and your kid has to get autism, but all these people are helped, well, you're just an unfortunate statistic.
I disagree, and I am totally on the same page as you. I don't believe it should be that skewed. You're correct. But I think I put it in the article. I don't remember everything that's in there verbatim, but I did question money over health, that our human lives are not as valuable. We are just a little walking piece of material, and nobody cares about anything as long as, like, the major pharmaceutical companies are banking billions. Now let's do a booster. Yes, this is going to go on the rest of our lives. We have to show up once a year to get a booster. There's nothing like that on the market from anything else. And you're about the same age as me. We grew up with all these vaccines, and we survived.
Luckily,
them.
I didn't get a lot of them. I don't even have that big I remember all our friends had that big round thing from that big shot that they used to give kids.
That was smallpox.
Yeah.
That was smallpox. And my mom made sure our doctor put it underneath our arm. And that's what he did. So, no, but we don't have that scar on the side. But those that did, remember, mine's underneath the arm. You can't see it. But we still are protected. If we travel outside the country, we're still less vulnerable to getting sick. Yes, I believe in vaccinations. It's just that we need more proof of certain claims. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I believe everybody has a right to their opinion. But we're getting into a phase of life where our opinion goes back to censorship. Just like, you know, on YouTube, they cut me in 3 minutes because, oops.
Oh, they're cutting you again. They did it. Let's go ahead and go to a commercial. That's fine. And we're going to get to everybody's question, including Aiden Ray. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Sit tight, Dr. Linda. Sit tight. We'll be right back. As a listener of this show, you know how important your gut is to your overall health. Bioptimizers has a potent product to heal and repair your gut unlike anything else. It's called Leaky Gut Guardian. It's powered by patented IGY Max, an egg-based protein that enhances gut health, reverses antibiotic damage, and strengthens your immune system. Available in two delicious powders, vegetarian vanilla and chocolate carnivore. Simply mix it with your favorite beverage. Repair your gut and power up your immune system risk-free and save 10% off. Go to shrnetwork.biz/leaky gut. Don't delay. Fix your gut today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to SuperHumanRadio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
TaylorMade Health is focused on making sure you're able to perform and look your best. They are a leader in game-changing supplements and cosmetic products. Whether you want to increase strength, expedite recovery, facilitate soft tissue repair, or reduce deep wrinkles, TaylorMade Health has you covered. TaylorMade Health is also the home to Dr. Seed's products such as BPC, BPC Plus, and the Chill Pill. All of my listeners can now get 20% off their first order with code TRY20. That's TRY20. This code can even be used on subscription orders. Visit shrnetwork.biz/try20 today and use code TRY20 for 20% off your first order.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. See, they were trying to get you off the air. I saw a guy with a black hat club you, and I said, oh my God, he hit Dr. Linda.
So, Carl, you hear the same things I do. You read the same material, black, you know, both sides. So what's your opinion on the FEMA camps? And did you see the article about the 10,000 plastic coffins they have? And why are they digging all these graves? And
you know what? I heard that once before, that FEMA was doing that at the while Obama was still president, about the – I don't buy it. See, so, again, critical thinking – endows me with the ability to recall lies and that didn't come true. And so I ignore them when they come back around. I want you to answer this question because this is an interesting one and it shows something. So Aiden Ray says, did you see the New England Journal of Medicine study on how to use multiple ways to peer pressure the public to accept the vaccine? Imagine if they're working on ways to peer pressure you into getting a vaccine.
I didn't see the article, but it doesn't surprise me because peer pressure, whether it's, you know, no to drugs with Nancy Reagan or there's always some campaign or slogan. If it's coming out in the medical journals that they're producing information on how to brainwash or promote the vaccination to get people to be more in agreement, they would rather publish societal pressure as opposed to facts on the health conditions and effects of the vaccine, and that's not balanced to me. Why would the journal go that way as opposed to what's really going on in the vaccination? It's a good behavioral science project, but there's more going on scientifically, biologically, physiologically, psychologically, but they're not concentrating on that yet.
Chrissy's Fox says that there's stuff in the in the masks that actually made Health Canada issue a warning about wearing the mask because of the materials in them some weeks ago. That's interesting to me.
I said earlier about some masks, supposedly. I'm not the manufacturer and I haven't done all the research, but through the grapevine, there are potential carcinogenic materials used in the mask. It's just like, let me tell you something. Your listeners probably don't know this. But I think I started smoking cigarettes in 67 or 68, and I quit 35 years ago or whatever. First, if you stop smoking, it takes 18 years to clear your lungs to total rejuvenation where you have no cancer risks at all and no tumors. Mm-hmm. But nobody ever told people when they're trying to quit smoking, it's harder to quit smoking cigarettes than it is to quit heroin. But they don't tell you that they cure the filters and sugar. So not only are you going through the detox of the tobacco and the chemicals, you've got a sugar connection going on.
Really?
And sugar withdrawal is horrible. I've been off sugar over 8 years. I haven't had sugar in my body or flour. I keep all that out of my body. And the tobacco industry, in the back door somewhere, I found out that filters are cured in sugar. So when you're trying to quit smoking and then you're eating and you gain 50 pounds, it's because of the craving for the sugar plus the nicotine withdrawal. It's all part of the business because you're going to go buy the sugar products. You're going to buy the processed foods. You're going to gain weight. You're going to get diabetes. It's one thing after another. But my background was preventative medicine. But I could never see the prevention until I got out of corporate medicine. When I went more holistic, more spiritual, more alternative, more where I trusted myself, integrative, I healed. I was put on diet pills at the age of 13. That's what they did to chubby kids in the 60s.
I remember them. Yeah, they were amphetamines. I loved them. I worked at the racetrack. I had to be in my stalls at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I actually went to a doctor, and he prescribed me little green tablets, little greenies.
Back then, but come off it, I was addicted after 13 years, and I never understood it. So I went through all the withdrawals, and it's horrible. But that's what they do. But back then, they didn't think like we are today, or they're not warning like they are today, or they didn't know the risk. Whether it's the vaccine, I don't think there's a withdrawal from the vaccination like there would be from sugar or alcohol.
No, I don't think so either.
But the effects on the body is one thing. And now they're coming up with the people who had COVID, now are coming up, they're showing more mental and psychological problems that they didn't have before, or there's some type of twitch, or there's some type of mark, or there's some type of muscular problem. So there are side effects to a, quote, healthy person who wanted to be healthier to prevent exposure or to get it, and then they end up with another problem. So then the pharmaceutical companies say, oh, we'll fix that with this medication. So where does it stop? That's where I get, like, you and I are powerless. We can't make it stop. We can't force it in anyone's arm. But I think it's becoming more enforcing than freedom now. I think we're crossing that bridge, Carl, which is a little more, the road's getting narrower.
So Aiden posted, this was the Danish mass study that was taken from Google, taken from the internet, taken from Facebook, taken from Twitter. Anywhere that you publish this, they removed it immediately. And you know, folks, if you really are, like, if you really, what's happening right now today, again, because that's 16% of non-thinking individuals, sinking the ship is not a good alternative if you don't like the captain, because you're on the ship too, and you die too. And we have a lot of people out there who are fact-resistant humans that are digging their heels in and saying, no, this is the right thing to do, that you are going to suffer too because of your ignorance. So look at this. The Danmask trial, 19 trial, right? It was published in 2020, November 8th. And they compared mask wearers to non-mask wearers. And the mask wearers had a 1.8% positive testing. And the non-mask wearers, 2.1. Which is nothing. We're talking about...
That's what I just said. I said it in different words using demographics.
That's sometimes that could be the what do they call that when you do a study and there's a margin of error? That could be the margin of error.
Yeah, that's the margin of error, and that's where the hypothesis skews to your probability. You're correct, but overall statistically, is it a significant number? No, it's almost equal.
Well, and then look at Florida. People, when Florida opened, and there's some other states that opened, I can't think who they are. One of the Dakotas.
Canada, Texas.
And the Biden administration, oh, it's a bad idea. Fauci says, oh, it's going to get bad, it's going to get bad. And it's not getting bad. So here's the interesting thing. So when those of us who were paying attention were saying, you guys are fudging the numbers, there's not that many cases of COVID, they said, no, we're not doing that. This is true. But now that Texas and Florida are reporting their numbers, they're going, oh, well, they're hiding their numbers. So,
it's always an excuse and always push it under the rug. You can't get a straight answer.
You know what's going to happen, I predict? It's not going to be a civil war. You know what happened to the Roman Empire? People voted with their feet. They get tired. They get tired of the Roman government. They get tired of being exploited. And they walked to other countries. And the only people that were left in Rome were the high up and the lowest of the low, and all the people that were actually working and earning, they went other places, and that's why the Roman Empire collapsed. People don't realize that. So
squeeze us out.
We're seeing it happen, but it's happening on a state-by-state basis. You have states that are attracting conservatives. And those states are doing things the way they want to do them. And quite frankly, they're doing really well. But don't tell anybody at CNN. But then you have the state like I live in, where we have a Democrat governor. We have one of the lowest infection rates in the country. But we still have mask mandates. We still have – they just opened restaurants to 50% capacity. And this economy is suffering. The suicide rate is high.
Suicide, alcoholism, domestic violence, drug addiction.
We're going to end up with conservative and liberal domiciles where these states declare themselves and they attract those people. And that's what's going to happen. And some states are going to do well and some aren't. That's going to happen. Maybe it'll take 75 years, but it's starting already. We're already seeing magnet states attracting certain types of people.
Are you going to get the vaccination?
No. So that's the other thing I want to talk. I want to close on this. So, okay. So if you look at all the statistics laid out, this, if you're under 70 years old, your survival rate is 99.6. Some people say 4, but it's some number of 99% or better that you're going to survive under 70 without a vaccine. Why would I go and get a vaccine for that? Well, I don't know.
You're right. It's common sense. Again, you're talking common sense. But the government and the PharmDs, they're all saying no, because that is the control. And the more they control us and the fewer that survive, and then the more that they more that die. Or how do we know? One report said in about 2 years, you're going to see more incidents of death because it's going to take that long to go through the body and then kill you.
Well, so okay. So someone sent me a paper and I haven't read it thoroughly yet. And so I don't want to say this and people say, oh, Carl, you're an idiot. That's not – I haven't vetted it. But the paper implies that mRNA vaccines, you know, they've been experimenting with cancer with an mRNA vaccine. So COVID is the first one that they've actually released on the American people. All the other ones have been experimental. And previous mRNA vaccines, when given to the rodents – a high number of the rodents died after being reinfected. So if they gave the rodent a vaccine, let's say, for H1N1, it was an mRNA, those rodents that got reinfected with H1N1, a high number of them died. Because unlike what we're being told, and again, I haven't vetted this paper, but unlike what we're being told right now, that if you get the vaccine and you still get sick, your symptoms will be well, well lower. You won't get bad symptoms. The mRNA vaccine research implies the exact opposite, that it could kill you being reinfected.
Right. That's what I've been following. And I don't know. Like I said, I'm not involved in the science community like I was 40 years ago. I'm more. But I still have the knowledge, the wisdom, the training, and the comprehension of the statistics. The verbiage. I understand it. I may not be practicing, but I understand it. From a spiritual perspective, we all want to live. We all want to stay healthy. We want to stay strong. You're promoting some amazing products on your show. And one of them I was just Googling, and I'm glad that I saw your commercial because I'm going to go online later and buy something that I need. It's important we take care of ourselves. We grew up in a society that here's a pill. And after I got out of grad school in the 70s and what was it, in the 80s, all of a sudden you're watching TV and there's a medication on TV. When did they start promoting medication? Now it's all about medication. Now they've got razors where they're showing the pubic hair of women because they got a new razor, and that's now making the news. It's everything is out there, but there's no control as long as it sells against your health or a medication, or we're going to fix this. Like I said, in 10 years, let's say 2031, we can be here talking about, well, remember when we were being vaccinated, and now they want us to have this to get rid of the side effects from that 10 years ago. Who knows how this is going to evolve?
This is interesting. So Aiden Ray posted this. I don't know if this is true, but if it is, we need some politicians to get with this. After the mandatory vax on Jewish people during World War II by the Nazis, obviously, the international law was passed. Mandatory vax is internationally illegal under the Nuremberg
Nuremberg, yeah, I've already discussed that with a lot of people, and that's why I was saying 20 minutes ago, my grandmother's family, what, 11 sisters and brothers and parents, they were all killed in the camps. This is not new. That's why I said, in a way, we're reliving what I'm hoping won't happen again by what happened in World War II. I said that earlier in the show. The Nuremberg trials and the rules, it is the same thing, that you cannot use human beings as experimental objects, but that's exactly what's going on. There's always a test group. There's always case control groups. That's virology. That's medicine. That's but bacteriology. It's science. You have to have somebody to volunteer or to test, even if it's a rodent or a human being, to figure it out. But in my opinion, we're all the lab rats.
Oh, this time around we are. We're the ones. And they rushed us to market so quickly that anybody who thinks that this is a safe vaccine is crazy. We don't know any. Like I just said, what about people who have that are on Humira and other immune modulating drugs?
And anybody. And then there's people that are still okay that aren't getting infected. Or why did a married couple of 70 years, he got it, she got it, they died within 5 hours of each other, big soulmate story. Why them in the middle of Nebraska as opposed to somebody in the city? You don't know how it targets and where they're picking it up or how it's traveling. We don't know. It's so spotty.
I was at the gym the other day, and a good friend of mine, a guy I've known for well over 30 years, Jeff, came up to me and told me the story. He said his aunt and uncle both came down with COVID, but they came down with it after they got the vaccine, and somehow COVID isn't known to attack the brain, but somehow it attacked her brain, and she's been in the hospital now for like a week.
I don't know if that's true, because I was just mentioning a few moments ago, there are studies and reports now of people with mental disorders that did not occur in their body prior to being vaccinated. So the inoculation's doing something. I don't know what. I don't know if I should get vaccinated and write a new will in case they go.
No, I wouldn't. You know what?
I don't think I'm from the vaccination.
I did a great blog. Any of you who want to go to supremeradio.net and search for the blog that says the link between sun exposure and coronavirus. Vitamin D. Look, vitamin D stops it shuts down the enzyme reverse transcriptase. Reverse transcriptase is the enzyme that these retroviruses need in order to turn your cells into a factory to make more viruses. High doses of vitamin D were effective in stopping HIV from replicating.
Right, but all the doctors that were promoting vitamin D last year have been censored, shut down, or their license removed. So you got to be careful if you know the, quote, truth or the more humane way of treating people. I'm going to put it out there. A person sent me this big report a year ago on BHT, which kills herpes, HIV, corona, and shingles. I have this whole document that talks about that, but nobody's talking about that.
No, in fact, if you talk about it, you could be, if you're a doctor and you talk about it, you could lose your license, because they don't want people to think that there's any other alternative but a vaccine. And why do they call it a disease now instead of a virus? Because the word disease is scarier. Of course, that's why.
Well, it's still an infection of the respiratory system, Carl. There's still attack on the body. So, of course, it's a disease. It's a respiratory disease if it attacks the lungs. But the overall treatment, we don't know if it's really helping or not, because, yes, vitamin D works. And, yes, there's protocols of turning it around with different medications. But
Linda, can you hear me? I can't. Oh, there you go. Now I can hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When I was getting out of grad school, I went to epidemiology to help prevent disease. Preventative medicine is prevention of disease. My career has yet to allow me to speak freely, except in platforms like this or the people I work with who have a choice. But mass media, the governmental agencies, I didn't fit in because I see it differently, as do many other people, but we're being silenced. So what's the truth?
Yeah, and that's the problem. The only way you can find the truth is if you're a critical thinker. And the only way you can find the truth, because if somebody tells you something that contradicts what they told you before, Don't forget, when this all first came down, Fauci said no one needed to wear masks. Then he said everybody needs to.
Well, he keeps changing his own rules. He doesn't even know.
Right. Right.
And he was quiet around Trump for a while. They silenced him, and then they brought him back. I mean,
yeah, well, now he's in full effect. Yeah, he wants people to wear two masks and get a vaccine and wear a condom just in case. You know, I mean, the guy, look.
The voice.
You know,
he's getting paid a lot of money to tell this stuff.
If he worked for a company that had stockholders, they would have fired him a long time ago. No, because they said, hey, you keep changing your story, Anthony. We can't have this. We're going to find somebody more reliable than you. But in government, where if you really want to ever change government, start a movement to do away with sovereign immunity. If you can do away with sovereign immunity, then politicians could be held liable for the dirty things they do while they're politicians.
You just used the word liability. None of the pharmaceutical companies are accepting liability on any injury resulting from the inoculation. So there's another question. And then down in Brazil, they were trading military property for X number of vials of Pfizer. Did you read that one? It's all about trade. And you're not going to get your vials unless you give us this. I mean, it's such a push-pull manipulative thing. It's not about saving lives.
No, it's about getting your money. It's about getting your money and making you listen to the government and do what we say. That's what this is all about. That's it. That's all this is. It's all about money.
It's frightening.
Linda, where can people read more of your stuff?
LindaSalvin.com, LindaSalvin.com. Or they can call toll-free at 888-509-1077. I'll get back to everybody.
And this has been a lively conversation. Thanks for making time to be here today.
Thank you.
To those of you who missed or you're just tuning in right now, as soon as we stop this show, you can start from the beginning and watch it from scratch. Share it with your friends. I'm sure it's going to be taken down. I had Judy.
The one from Florida that Fauci put in jail.
Yeah, Plandemic. She was on my show twice. Yes. Both times.
She's amazing.
YouTube took the show down. But it's still on my website. They took it down from YouTube, and I'm sure they're going to take this one down too. So share it as quickly as you can. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
Take care, Linda. Take care. Talk soon, okay?
Bye-bye.
And that's it for today. We'll have a good show for you tomorrow. Hopefully you could tune in. Please share the show. Let's help some people. You know, thank you, Aiden Ray. Thank you. Dr. Judy Mikovits. Right. Thank you. She was on the show twice. Share this show. And maybe we'll help one person make a good decision. I'm not saying you should get the vaccine or not. I'm saying that you should find out everything you can and assess your risks of getting this virus and choose wisely. Don't be forced by your friends or your relatives because you're not doing what they did. You know what? Those of us who walk alone, sometimes we're the ones that are the smartest. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for watching today.